Joan Chet on Virgin Radio, soon to be Absolute Radio. This is coming up for 26 minutes past eight. So if you've got a dilemma, maybe you're struggling with something, give us a call. 0330 123 1215. We'll see if we can help you out. Brian's, it isn't even a dilemma. He shouldn't have done it in the first place. He downloaded a Gary Glitter song.
I'm just looking through the text here, and they do. One is like, you know, I bought the single and enjoy playing it, since what's happened is no relevance to that. And another one is... quite fruity towards me. It's a bit upsetting. Really.
Not fruity. I would say it's violent, strong, barroom language.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, I'm genuinely undecided.
You can't be surprised.
No, I'm genuine. I'm genuinely undecided myself. I think I might go and... I like the song, though.
No, why you can't like the song? No. Listen to a single part of me. So, we couldn't speak to Phil earlier. What was the problem with Phil?
Because there was... Do you know what there was? There was absolutely a keyboard error. And I put the...
Let me tell you now. Absolutely doesn't have errors.
I put the P instead of the V. So you said it said Phil instead of Bill.
So he was sat there not wanting to answer to the name Phil.
Yes, obviously.
Sorry about that. So you were just waiting there quietly, silently, in a silent protest. Bill.
Yes, mate.
Yeah, names are important, so you've got to get them right. So listen, Billy boy.
Yes.
Ah, there we go. So he's with us now. Bill, thank you very much for calling in. So you've heard Numpty's, what he's been up to over the weekend, downloading that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it is not a problem. I mean, I see Gary Glitter about 1972 at the Amsterdam Odeon, and like it was a really good concert.
Yeah, I mean...
He was a typical showman, but the funny thing was, I was about four rows from the front, and as he leant down singing rock and roll, someone threw a fag packet at him, hitting right between the eyes.
What happened?
Never forgotten.
Well, maybe that's why he's got bad eyesight these days.
Not only that, also the fact he was bald at the time, which I really did...
What?
I thought he was bald, wasn't he?
Yeah, I know, but I thought he always had the wig on. He didn't do gigs.
He did, but he didn't look like a wig at the time.
What was like a comb over? Like a Bobby Charlton? I mean, that genuinely is sinister.
And the band was called the Glitter Band. I got a couple of their records on my iPod.
Have you?
Yeah.
What, yeah, and you still listen to them?
Yeah.
Find it curious. I just don't you think of him now?
I do now, yeah. But, I mean, at the time, it was a really good show. He came on a motorbike, an Harley Davidson.
Do you know what?
At the end, he hooked all the curtains up and went up on a great big pedestal up into the ceiling.
Yeah. I thought
it was a groundbreaking record at the time when it first came out.
Do you know what? You're totally right. And here's the thing, you're right. Those live shows he used to do, right? I remember when I was about 16, 17, and a load of mates of mine went to see him. He used to do the gang show, Gary Glitter Gang Show.
Yeah.
And we saw him at Portsmouth Guildhall. And like I said, it was great fun, right? It was fantastic. Everyone's singing and dancing to the songs. He used to do them every Christmas. And you're right, he came on stage, the same as you saw him. He came on stage in the big Harley Davidson.
Yeah.
And it was kind of a camp. He was there before all that kind of, those old retro things became sort of quite camp and knowing and popular. He was doing all that, right? It was packed out, a fantastic atmosphere. And then suddenly all the news broke. It was like, blimey, old Gary Glitter.
But the thing I find amazing is he used to do them shows that pay his tax bill because he was bankrupt. And now apparently he's got a personal fortune of $5 million.
Maybe he sold the Harley Davidson and the wigs. You know, look, that kind of rock and roll memorabilia. Well, listen, Bill, thank you very much for giving us a call, okay, mate? Have a good week.
And you, mate. Set up.
Top man. So if you've got a dilemma you want to share with us, 0330 123 1215. We've got music coming out from The Verve, also a fine Irish band we've been really getting behind on Virgin Radio, called The Script. And just after 9 o'clock this morning, we'll be chatting to a big star. That is Gary Lightbody, lead singer with Snow Patrol. We'll also be playing their brand new single. It's just coming up for 8:30. Let's get the news headlines now with Andrew Bailey.
Well, let's start with some breaking news then on the family murder mystery in Shropshire. It seems police are now investigating a CCTV twist in the Foster family killing. Apparently, camera footage found at the fallen millionaire's home shows him with a rifle leaving a burning stable block. Also this morning, it's understood a so-called stamp duty holiday is among Gordon Brown's plans to help the housing market and people who are struggling to get on the ladder. And more than three quarters of us say we couldn't live without the internet. Rising numbers say we're becoming addicted to checking emails or social networking sites.
I'm Ed Draper, and I tell you what, if last night's transfer drama was anything to go by, things could be about to get very interesting in the Premier League. Man City, flushed with mega money for an Arab takeover, tried to muscle in on Man U's long-term courtship of Berbatov before snatching Robinho from under Chelsea's noses for a British transfer record. Mark Sparky Hughes spending $32.5 million on the Brazilian in the end. Despite that scare in the window's witching hour, Fergie finally got Berber for just over $30 million. Liverpool landed Espanyol winger Albert Riera for $8 million, with Steve Finnan going the other way. Elsewhere, Everton also seemed to have gone cash crazy after signing Carlo Nash and Louis Saha. They shelled out £15 million for little-known Belgian lad Maroun Fellaini. And in tennis, Andy Murray made short work of beating Stanislav Wawrinka, winning in straight sets to make the quarterfinals of the US Open. Finally, to discover more on that transfer frenzy last night, be sure to check out the Sports Extra podcast, which you can find now at absoluteradio.co.uk/podcast.
Excellent, Eddie. Well done. The bosses will be very pleased with that.
Heads up tomorrow. Brian will be in the banter bar tomorrow.
And that's not really a heads up. I mean, that is going to kill the downloads. In fact, Gary Gliss is probably going to get downloaded more than that sports banter with Brian tomorrow.
It'll save Brian's career, I think. The
would you like the weather?
Not really.
I don't think you want it this morning, because it's a vile start to the day. I know how you like that word, Christian. Many heavy showers across the UK. Staying pretty much that way for the day. Some sunshine breaking through later, and it's highs of 18 Celsius.
Thank you very much. This is the script on Virgin Radio. Soon to be Absolute Radio, 8:32.